121. The lieutenant knew the backup plan in detail. In case of an emergency, he was supposed to shoot his commander. Being in charge of the entire mission, the capture of the commander would result in the loss of much in-depth knowledge. The army could not have this. In comparison with his simple death, his survival was a greater risk to the government. The government had decided this long ago in cooperation with the executive staff. The policy would not change. The commander knew this. That's why he and the lieutenant were only in contact when they were working. They didn't want to build any personal connection with each other or have anything in common. In deep water, such an emotional attachment could put the backup plan in danger. The lieutenant could, in that case, decide not to kill the commander who was now also his friend. It was best this way, and both officers stayed in character. The position of lieutenant was the least in demand in the whole army. Many officers, when they heard these ground rules, decided that it was, in conclusion, too stressful of a position. It was also known that if the commander was in dispute with his orders, the lieutenant could take command away from him. In conjunction with the order to kill the commander before capture, this made the lieutenant very important in connection with the overall plan. When the time came to enact the backup plan, the lieutenant could not waver. They never did.